you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not offered disgusting purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Zippity do fucking ah, everybody. It's Crab Diving Thursday, rocketing at ya from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, USA. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. in the Pacific Coastal Time Zone. With that stupid daylight savings shit. Out on the Eastern Time Coast, a little after 5 if you're listening to us live. If not, then you must be listening to a rerun, possibly a podcast that you have downloaded like a wonderful font for, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Crabdiving.com, iTunes, or Stitcher for our podcast. I should write these ahead of time. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. My favorite font, Comic Sans.
Well, I meant font. Never use Comic Sans. I meant font.
Is that bad or something? What's wrong with Comic Sans?
Comic Sans became the Nickelback of fonts.
Oh, God. How do you know this?
Because I live on the internet.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I hate Nickelback. I don't want anything to do with Nickelback.
Comic Sans
is
kind of the Nickelback of fonts. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're going to be streaming for your ear holes live here for the next 2 hours.
Impact condensed.
And
that's what I'm up to from now on. Fuck that Comic Sans shit.
Contact us on the Twitter if you like during the show. At Crab Diving is our scream name. It is also our screen name, but it is our scream name.
Talk good.
Listen to it, yeah. We're also on Skype, which is Crab Diving, and also one of those telephone machines, 323-601-5427, 323-601-LIBS.
What up?
Is the way to get a hold of us here for the next couple of hours live. Thanks for joining us. We're going to talk about some right-wing nut jobbery, douchebaggery, some funny news.
Oh, I can't wait.
Probably get a little bit of our atheist on.
Oh, shit.
Because today, Ryan.
What is it?
You may know, and it's also trending on the Twitter.
Trending on Twitter.
Today is the National Day of Prayer. The National Day of Prayer here in the United States of America, ladies and gentlemen, trending on the Twitter.
What are we supposed to fucking do?
Apparently.
Pray?
Well, you know, hopefully it's not mandatory.
What do you do? Dear God, I want you to help me with this problem I'm having in my life. Do you have to be specific with God, you know?
I think you can be generic.
Right.
And just do a blanket. Hey, God, we want everything to go well kind of thing. The dog's going through an event.
We really got to get... I know you don't want cameras in the studio, but fuck, we might as well. I mean, that's funny. People love dog stuff.
The dog threw the memory foam pillow off of the chair, and now there was a blanket on the back of the chair, which she pulled down, and she's trying to burrow in, but she keeps spinning around and around. She looks like a mouse got in a burrito.
Yeah, yeah. She's a 12-pound Jack Russell Terrier.
Yeah, terror. So there's a lot going on in the world today, ladies and germs. Not only... Well, it's also the National Day of Reason.
Oh, shit. On the same day?
Yeah, well, you know, those of us who don't ascribe to the prayer thing.
That's right. That's irony.
You know, well, you know, we want a day too.
Yeah.
And we're like, well, we're going to have it on the same day, I guess. So The free thinkers of the world united and declared the National Day of Reason also today.
Well, that's every day for me.
Well, I wish it was for a lot more people.
A National Day of Prayer. You know what? Every day. Let every day be a National Day of Prayer. It won't make a difference. Who cares?
Well, isn't it? By the way, to these people, like, why are we having a National Day of Prayer? Because I would think those that are, you know, all thrilled about today are doing it every day anyway.
Yeah, what do you need a day for it?
Right.
Have a day where you don't do it. That, to me, makes more sense.
Right.
It'll make you appreciate it just a little more.
Those are the people that need the National Day of Reason even more.
I mean, do religious people, do they pray every day? Do they ever take a day off from G.O.D.?
My grandmother went to Catholic Mass every G.O.D. damn day.
No way.
Yeah.
Where?
Oh, she went in her little neighborhood in Chicago.
You guys have that every day?
She went to morning Mass every friggin' day.
That's ridiculous. If I had a church, I wouldn't do that. I'd have Zumba classes on the days we weren't talking to the Lord.
But don't they have some of the...
every day, man.
Well, that's pretty much who was in there.
That's ridiculous.
All the other 80-year-old ladies was, you know, I mean, that's basically who was at morning Mass every
Chilling.
Morning.
Chilling. Yeah. Are they networking? What's the deal?
They are. They film sex videos in the crying room.
Oh, God. Hey.
Still trending on Twitter is
the crying
national,
room. Oh, my God.
National Day of Prayer. You guys have crying rooms, too.
Absolutely.
Don't you?
Take your fucking kids out of here.
We need one of those on Twitter.
I mean, if it means so much to be at church, why would you want to send someone out just because they're making noise? I mean, isn't it better for the child that's crying to be closer to God or God's message?
Well, and you would think that kid's waking people up.
Right.
At the least. And they'll be able to hear your bullshit instead of passing out in the pews. Chairs, pews.
Pews, please.
Pews.
Don't be gauche.
You guys don't do the kneeling thing.
No.
Do
fuck no.
Is that a uniquely Catholic experience?
I don't know. Have you seen a lot of Southern Methodists or Southern Baptists? There's no kneeling. A lot of those people from the South ain't getting up. I mean, they're kind of round.
Yeah. They need one of those help I've fallen, I can't get up things.
Too many trips to the chocolate fountain. It's not good for kneeling.
Do they have a scooter line for the when you go up and
yeah,
you get the
absolutely.
Communion?
Yeah, it's drive through.
So the National Day of Prayer.
Good job, everybody. Who are you going to pray for?
I'm not.
What?
Because.
Oh, you're an asshole.
It's not what I do.
Pray for me!
Okay, there.
Oh, you did it already?
I just did.
Oh, wow.
I did a prayer burst.
A throwaway prayer. Thank you. Jesus. You didn't even,
how dare you?
You didn't even do the Catholic Station of the Cross.
You don't know how fast I pray and how quick my God picks shit up.
You don't know me.
He reads his emails like that.
Oh, your God gets emails.
I am. I Snapchat my God.
Oh, really?
I wonder what's going on. We can check out and see what's going on in the news.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. The headlines, Dateline, May 7th, 2015. The headlines on the commie pinko liberal
effete
Huffington the Post is something that initially I'm sure heads were spinning if anybody from the right looked at this at first, because there's a lot of non-American words here.
What?
This is very Huffington Post specific, so this isn't, I guess, an indicator of what the real headlines are, but...
Fuck that!
It says, thank you, gracias, obrigado, Japanese, Chinese, merci, grazie, danke, Greek, and what looks like it might be Farsi.
Ooh,
HuffPo
nice.
Celebrates 10 years, it says.
Oh, congratulations, HuffPo.
In a bunch of different languages.
They've been around 10 years?
Ariane Huffington wrote a piece for it. It's been 10 years since the Huffington Post was born. We've done a lot of reminiscing during our anniversary week. But our real focus is on looking ahead. You can read that at the Huffington Post.
You know, I think she probably hates that impersonation.
I'm thinking she probably hasn't heard it yet. Yeah.
Wouldn't like it.
When we get a tweet back from Ariana.
It's what?
We know we've made it.
Yeah.
The ninny's over at the Drudge Report.
Yay.
Let's dial our brains down, set the calendars back, I don't know, to the Middle Ages.
To the 50s, at least.
1450s.
Oh, yes.
And see what the ninnies on the Drudge Report are looking at. There's a photograph of Jeb Bush. What's his name? James Earl Bush? Jones Earl Bush? Jones something Bush?
I thought it was Jebediah.
No, it's Jeb is his, are his initials.
Oh, James Earl Jones Bush. Yeah. I didn't know that. That's weird.
This is CNN. John Ellis Bush.
John Ellis.
Is his name.
No. Ellis. What kind of fucking first name is that? That's middle strange. That's a middle name. That should be a last name.
Well, maybe it's somebody's maiden name.
Yeah.
Like maybe it was a grandmother's maiden name or some shit like that. Or you know,
Jeb.
It's a photograph of him shaking hands with none other than famous artist.
Oh shit.
And dignitary from Texas.
Don't mess with Texas.
Former President George Walker Bush.
And to the C students. I say, you too can be president of the United States.
What's George Bush's, Jeb Bush's, what did he do well in college? Is he smart?
No, I think he was the smart one. Yeah, I think, if you were to look at both Bush boys aged 30 and say, which one's going to be president? Well, one.
You'd be like, no fucking way.
Yeah, one was blowing 18s on DUIs and the other one.
18s.
And the other one was, probably already well into his law firm by then or whatever.
What was that movie that came out about? Whoever played George Bush? That was the name of that movie. James Brolin, I think, played.
Oh, was that? Yeah.
He parks their car, I think, in the porch.
Right.
In one scene.
Right. So the headline says, the headline said, it just updated.
No shit.
Before my eyes, it was Jeb embraces W.
Right.
So I think the headline had something to do with the fact that Jeb Bush isn't pretending his last name isn't Bush anymore.
Okay.
Which may not be the wisest thing to do. But now all of a sudden, the police siren headlight, the light flashing red blue thing has come up on Drudge. Oh, this doesn't look good. This is the Drudge likes it. First exits. Conservatives win.
In what?
England.
Oh. Why do we give a fuck about that?
In all the polls. Well, it's kind of a big dealio. In all the polls that were, one thing that's fascinating there, I didn't realize that the Queen.
Yes.
I mean, the Queen, like,
right.
Not like, I mean, the Queen.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Is that if this election came down to a tie, and I think they go by number of seats, like they don't go by you have one more vote, therefore your side wins.
Oh, okay.
They go by the number of seats.
Something that doesn't make sense necessarily.
But I guess if there's an even number and I, for some reason, if it was a tie, the Queen decides. Like, I didn't think didn't think they really had any more official power. Like, seriously, I didn't think that she had any official. You know, she waves and stuff like that.
Is she conservative or a progressive? Well,
I don't know. She happily embraced the fact that England is allowing gay marriages.
Yeah. I mean, she is a rich person. I mean,
the richest woman in the world, right?
I don't know.
Was.
Probably a Walton.
Yeah, could be a Walton now or that mining hag down in Australia. I think she was the most.
Oh, really?
The richest, yeah.
Mining hag.
And you know how.
That doesn't sound good.
You know how hard she worked for her money?
Ooh, really? I believe she crawled out of a very wealthy vagina.
Yeah. And ended up with the mining company that her father built.
Congratulations. That's the best way to be rich, right?
And now she's basically the Koch brothers with a dress on.
Hello. And down under, right?
Yes.
Jesus.
Well, I don't know what she does. She might shave.
Oh.
So this is from CNBC. The Conservative Party appears to be on track to win the UK national election. That sucks. The first exit poll showed on Thursday. The Liberals, I believe the Labour Party with a U.
Yes.
Labour. If that guy would have won and made it to prime minister, he's like the biggest climate change dude that was running.
He acknowledges climate change.
Oh, yeah. And we got to do something about it yesterday. And you know, the guy that's in there, David Cameron, less than, because he's a conservative dickwad. Although we talked about this on a previous crab diving, go to crabdiving.com for all the previous episodes of this gold.
Download us, please.
But David Cameron, do you remember when it was like a few months ago, he tried to declare Britain a Christian nation.
I remember that.
In a speech, like he made a speech and he was like, you know, we are a Christian nation and everything. And the entire country just about came down on him.
Yeah.
And let him know that they ain't abiding by that. And even other conservative leaders were like, no, this is not a good... They're not nuts like we are over here.
Ah, how boring for them.
Cameron is, apparently.
They don't have a whole, like, Tea Party wing?
They don't.
Well, they screaming do. Sure about, they screaming do. About abortion and Jesus, oh, well, they've immigration.
Got that, they've got that scary UKIP party.
UK, oh, yeah, yeah.
UKIP, UK Independence Party, I think it is. They are the, like, you know, one step, they painted over their swastika to make it a cross and a circle or something, you know. Jeez. I mean, they're that bad. They want to kick all the immigrants out, anything brown that's moving, launch it back over the channel. And they're out of their minds. And of course, they've got a huge following because people are assholes and white people are terrified of brown people. Everywhere. Everywhere.
Oh, yeah. We're hung up on color. We really are. Muammar Gaddafi said that we should all copulate until we all turn into the same shade.
I mean, you know, he's got a point.
He's dead.
Not the font of wisdom I would cite. So that's the headline. Conservatives may win in Britannia.
Oh, hello.
Thrills.
Congratulations.
Thrills for the conservatives everywhere that they're holding on in Britain.
You know, I can't expend any energy worrying about that. There's just too many nutballs here. We can't fight that front.
Well, I mean, they kind of reflect what's going on here.
Ah, that's terrifying.
But
why would they want to do that?
But David Cameron there, their ruling party of conservatives, is like Bernie Sanders here. No, I'm kidding. But... not right, nearly the ridiculous lunatics that we have here.
They don't have a Ted Cruz?
Well, look, I mean, Cameron tried to say they were a Christian nation, and he had to apologize within 24 hours.
That doesn't happen.
No.
No one's apologizing for that here.
No, they want Obama to apologize for not declaring it a Christian nation
But Obama's
minutes.
A Muslim.
Well, that's I mean, they want
a Lutheran.
To admit that one, too.
There's a total difference.
Is he a Lutheran? Is that
He's
what
a Lutheran. It's
he ascribes to...
It's Lutheran is like strict Methodist.
What's
Baptist
the
light? The technical difference? I couldn't fucking tell you.
Okay.
I don't know. That's just what I've always heard. I'm sure it's
now I think the Episcopals are the closest are one of the closest to the Catholics, if
yes.
I remember correctly, because I had a Catholic relative that actually married one of those Episcopalians. Shh. And it was considered less offensive at the time, I guess, than marrying some other kind of, like a Baptist. Or something.
Are you guys allowed to marry outside your faith, or
well,
do people lose their brains?
Well, not now. Yeah. I mean, I think they're becoming a little bit more, some are becoming a little bit more enlightened, and then you've got the Santorums out there and the Bobby Jindals, who seem to be dialing the Catholic Church back a few hundred years.
Mormons are like that.
Those Opus Dei guys.
Opus Dei. What the fuck is that?
That's that group that Mel Gibson's dad, Mel Gibson belongs to the staunch.
It's a cult.
Hardcore. Let's go back to the Latin Mass Catholics.
Jeez.
And back to the day when the nuns wore those penguin suits. Seriously.
Awesome. Who would want that? That's nothing to aspire for.
People hate progress. Yeah, they really people, do. They think going back to the way it was when you could beat the shit out of your wife and openly hate Negroes.
Yeah.
That's when things were nice.
You know, in my high school, we had a bunch of Mormon friends, and they always, like, had to date people that were, you know, Mormon. And because they're like, what if we fall in love and want to get married? She's like, I can't imagine not being married to a Mormon. They just can't wrap their mind around that.
Crazy.
Which is fucking nuts. I remember this one
similarly,
girl.
I can't imagine being married to one.
Yeah, yeah. This one chick, she converted to Mormonism because she wanted to date this guy. I went to the ceremony. It was the creepiest thing.
But then that just means that she's just going through the bullshit.
Right.
It means that she doesn't believe, because you can't tell me that you're going to sit down after having a lifetime of believing one thing and have someone tell you about the magic plates and the underwear and the rocks and the hat and all that stuff. And you're going to go, wow, you know what? I think that makes more sense.
Well, they ultimately couldn't stomach it because of Where Are They Now story. I don't know what's up with the chick, but the dude is gay. And
Oh, he was a Mormon.
A Mormon. I don't think he's part of the Mormons anymore.
They frown upon that.
Oh, yeah.
Although they say
they're just creepy.
They're frowning less.
It's cult-like. That whole church thing, it's fucking cult-like.
Very much so. And getting bigger, right? I mean, in Utah and stuff, I think it's spreading.
The Mormons have like a weird baptismal tub closet. Like when it's time to get baptized, everyone's sitting. It's like you're an audience at an execution. That's what it looks like.
Kind of accurate.
And you're sitting in these chairs in front of a tub or a pond. And when it's time,
like being at SeaWorld.
Oh, absolutely. Right? And when it's time to reveal, when, you know, someone pulls the curtain and there's a reveal of the dude, you know, with this person in his arms, they're about to dunk. And then they dunk him. And then right after that, they dunk him, they shut the curtain. It's terrifying. I'm like, what the fuck is up with this bullshit?
What is going on? Where does that come from? I wonder where that ritual comes from. Like, where? Well, how did they change that?
Stupidity.
Is that one of the Joseph Smith things or that he came up with, that Uman and Thurman?
The rocks
that
told
Uma
him
Thurman
to do it.
Told him?
Yeah.
Is it, you think that's where Uma Thurman came up with her stage name? From Uman and Thuman?
Oh, absolutely.
The magic.
That's not her real name.
Rocks?
That's a stage name. Uma Thurman is not.
I don't know.
What's her name? Uma Thurman?
Well, let's look it up. I don't know if Uma Thurman is her real name. It is. Uma Karuna Thurman.
That's a great name. Uma Karuna.
Uma Karuma Thurman. La la. Is an American actress and model born in Boston, Massachusetts. Her father, Robert Alexander Farrar Thurman, is a New York-born professor, Buddhist writer,
holy shit,
and academic. Her mother, Nina von Schlebrugge, was a model.
Ah, there you go.
Who was born in Mexico City.
Oh, wow.
Of German, Swedish, and Danish descent.
What an amazing background. Dang. How interesting.
Holy crap. During her childhood, Thurman and her siblings spent time in the Himalayan town of Almora, Uttarakhand, India.
Doing what?
Where the Dalai Lama, to whom Robert Thurman has long been close, once visited their home. There you go. That's the most appropriate time so far for the crab diving gong. And then she grew up mostly in Amherst. Man, she's been around.
Well, good for her. And then she does all those fucking movies. Look at that. Sometimes it works out.
She had a Buddhist upbringing, but her name is from the Hindu goddess of love and fertility.
Yes.
There you go.
Congratulations.
Sounds like dad was doing some...
dad was having fun.
Some great shit back in 1970. there you go. I would have thought that was maybe a stage name, but... Uma Thurman, real name. You learn shit here on crab diving.
That's right.
Not only do you learn that the fucking conservatives might win in England, but you learn some shit. About you learn some shit about that too. Good news, though.
Yes.
This is, like, I guess really huge news if you're among our friends to the north. In Canada, they had some elections. And, I mean, this is, like, massive news. Everyone is saying that it is, like, if this is Alberta we're talking about. If
right. Where is that? Is that on the...
British Columbia is kind of on the western okay. side, and then Alberta,
right.
then Saskatchewan. But Alberta is like the Texas of Canada.
Oh, it's a shithole?
It's where all the fucking oil is, and it's where all the people of oil... That's all you got to say.
Okay.
It's all like Texas, the Clive and Bundys
with
up in
shitty
Canada.
Weather?
Right.
Oh, God.
And oil.
That's horrible.
It has always been the rightest, craziest sector of Canada, you know, the province.
Hey, fuck you, hoser.
And in yesterday's election,
right,
to keep the analogy going, it's as if Bernie Sanders became governor of Texas.
Holy shit.
And
that's great news.
The entire legislature flipped to all Democrat, to Democrats. It's like, not only did I don't even know what the hell this person's
I wonder
title
why.
Is,
I mean, I wonder how is it possible that an area like that isn't conservative?
It is. It has never not been. That's why everybody's losing their shit. The oil companies are freaking out.
Yeah.
Because these people are saying, look, we're going to, before Alberta was Texas saying, putting pressure on the national politics to say global warming it doesn't exist. What are you crazy?
Yeah.
And now it's just the opposite. Now these leaders are like, the first thing we're going to be the fly on its dick about fixing global warming and right. becoming carbon neutral.
You're going to be an upstart fly lit upon the
they're
cock.
They're losing their minds. I think Maddow was talking about it. And she said that all over social media are all the conservatives screaming, that's it, we're moving to Saskatchewan. You know?
Right. Fuck this!
And she said it was kind of like, she thought it was always funny how a lot of the conservatives, when Obama was reelected, were like, that's it. If Obama gets reelected, I'm moving to Canada. Yeah, Canada, their taxes are so much higher. They have free health care, right. nationalized health care. They're liberals.
You're going to hate it.
So
move to Mexico. Lose your head.
So this, you know, might be, hopefully this trickles down south. And some of the maybe it's starting to take hold that the people are realizing that the conservatives don't have their best interests at heart at all. Conservatives have the big giant corporations' best interests at heart.
What do you think is going to happen to really change that? Environmental shit? I think that's what it'll be.
Yeah, I think it's happening already. And, you know, look at Hillary. I mean, Hillary is amazingly sounding really fucking populist. And she, even this TPP thing, this Trans-Pacific Partnership bullshit, which, you know, Hurricane Harry Reid is trying to toss a little wrench in himself because he doesn't like it. But this is good news for this TP
it's good news for the anti-TPP people.
Right.
Right.
Keystone XL, because this is the eye of Sauron of the Keystone XL, this
Alberta
oh, okay. that we were talking about.
Because that's where all the oil will come from.
Right. And now they've already come out with a statement. The new government has already said that they're not going to be up the United States' dick. They use different words.
Yes.
To pass the Keystone XL. So their province, who has been screaming the loudest, Keystone, Keystone.
They need it, right?
We need it, jobs.
How many jobs does it create for Alberta?
12.
Four?
Probably. But billions for the dudes and the Cokes. The Cokes own a lot of this shit in Alberta.
But, you know, I thought the Keystone XL, I thought we were done with that.
No.
I thought,
still,
no. Nope. It's not a possibility. Obama said he's not for it.
No, he said he wasn't for fast-tracking it. He was waiting. He wanted to wait for all the science to come out.
Why?
Although he knows. He knows what's going on.
You know, with the TPP and this Keystone XL shit, why even entertain this? We know, I mean, unless something horrendous happens in the next election, we're going to have another Democrat as president.
He likes the TPP.
So fuck them. Why?
I don't get it either. I don't get it either. One of the headlines from Calgary News says, the energy sector braces for change.
No, fuck off.
After the Progressive Conservatives' more than 40-year reign came to an end.
Thank God.
And they won big, too. They cock-slapped them. It wasn't even close. Rachel Notley will be the new majority leader.
Rachel administered the cock-slapping?
She did.
Interesting. I don't know what goes on in Canada.
Equal opportunity. They are going to raise corporate income taxes, they've already said. And these energy royalties, they want money.
So the government gets royalties for the...
Yes.
For the shit that...
They want the people to get it. I guess they want to do, you know, like
Alaska
does,
man. The perma fund.
You get cut a check.
Yeah, about $3,000 a year for living there.
Some pipelines will lose direct government support. The... one of the, with some guy from Canoe Financial, some
Canoe,
you know, analyst, said, if you're an investor in the oil patch, that's what they call that area. Lovely, huh?
Yeah, great.
I live in the oil patch.
I bet the rent.
It's beautiful.
Get a good deal there.
If you're an investor in the oil patch, you're going to get your teeth kicked in.
Oh,
that's so sad.
Do you feel bad at all, or...
What? I feel bad if people's pension funds are invested in this bullshit.
But then it's a pension fund. Shouldn't it be diverse?
Well, that defends.
Yeah.
But, and that's why a lot of these countries even and some companies and a lot of universities here in the States are starting to divest their portfolios. They're starting to go carbon bye-bye. They're starting to say bye-bye to carbon bullshit.
Invest in that Google car shit, man.
And all kinds. Invest in these batteries, these Tesla batteries. That's going to be fucking future.
Now, how does that work? Could you run a whole house off a Tesla battery?
Not right now, or just for a brief period of time. You'd have to have a little bank of them, I think. But it's soon. I mean, they've opened it up. In fact, Elon Musk was saying that he thinks the car business is secondary now to this battery technology that they've kind of invented. And
interesting,
you know, and they're only going to get better, smaller, and cheaper. So it might revolutionize. I saw one energy guy saying that we're on the precipice of really this is a discovery moment. I mean, this is
That's
something
awesome,
massive
man.
Here that for our energy that we might be able to flip that switch on that getting rid of these fucking oil. And maybe we won't have to burn this shit in a while.
And now if we could just get an electric toilet.
But what about the Koch brothers? What about all their money that they've got invested?
No,
and
it's sad.
Oil and coal and everything. Wah. How are they going to make their billions? Wah. So good news in Alberta.
Congratulations, Canadians.
Good news, libs. Kick those fuckers
That's
out.
That's right, man. Send some of that energy down this way,
man. Yeah, spread that shit here. We gotta pry those.
We got Jesus, though. See, I don't think they have Jesus much in Canada.
They don't. They try in some areas.
You try to hang out on a cross in the cold weather. Ooh.
They have ninnies up there, but they kind of whack them down.
Oh, do they really?
More than we do here. They don't put up with their Christian ninny-tude.
Ninny-whacking.
Like we do here. I'm just whacking my ninny. Yeah, a lot of that in high school. So those are the headlines. The conservative parties, and then we talked about Alberta and everything. Interesting shit going on around the world. Hopefully the liberals... I'm hoping this, like you said, the climate stuff is going to be enough to wake up everybody and say, look at these asshole conservatives. Obviously, the curtain's been pulled back and they're filleting the oil companies.
I mean, is the rest of the world going to put up with our shenanigans forever? Fuck no. They're going to demand that we change.
We're not going to have, we still have the biggest military cock on the planet, but economically, if we keep following what the Republicans want us to do, no, we're going to be
no one's going to
behind China.
We're going to be bottling air.
Right. South America, Africa, that huge growth in economic policies and stuff like that.
Green energy and stuff like that.
Yeah. And look at Europe. You know, there's some shit going on, but they're starting to clean it up. And one of the strongest economies in Europe, it's all those fucking democratic socialistic ones where people work 35-hour weeks and have 6 weeks paid vacation and shit. And free healthcare.
But they
free
pay
education.
Shitloads of taxes.
They pay a lot of taxes.
But they get but they get stuff for it. I mean, you don't... Yeah. They get healthcare, man, and education. It's amazing. Imagine not having student loans.
Well, it gets down to, I don't want to pay for anybody else.
Yeah.
And it's a rich motherfucker.
Well, that makes the world shitty.
Who is rich at the behest of society. And that's where we need to start flipping our viewpoint here in the United States of America, where... lavishly licking the sacks of these robber barons because they've made a business out of themselves. Let's dig up old man Walton and suck his shrunken old pecker because he was such a brilliant businessman and created this wonderful business. Big fucking deal. He serves at the behest of the people that go in and bought his shit.
Right.
If there were no people to go in and buy his shit, nobody would want to suck his old dried desiccated pecker.
I mean, I don't know that anyone really wants to anyway, but they just do because it's the right thing to do for them.
Right. And it's just so bizarre to me that anyone can buy, anyone who doesn't have 9 digits in their fucking bank account can look at this trickle down bullshit and think it works in the least tiny bit. While those big fat assholes are up there going, oh yeah, send us more money.
Yeah. Infinity pools.
God. And that one article, if anything, makes you want to just fire up the pitchforks and sharpen the torches, is...
Fuck you.
That article we read about that all of these markets for these super rich playthings... room houses, boats the size of the Titanic.
Fuck you, I work for it.
Private jets and all that shit.
Get a job, hippie.
That the market right now for those is crazy because nobody knows what to do with all of their money. All these people at the top, they don't know what to do with it. They've got so fucking much of it. So they're like, I'll spend $1 billion so that my boat is the biggest one in the ocean that I never go on.
I want a pool in my boat that's in the middle of right. fucking water.
I need a 17th house.
Yes. That I never go to.
Exactly.
No, they don't use all this shit.
It's just ridiculous. And
there's a guy on the corner, by the way, living in a tent.
Yeah.
Straight up.
And you can't tell me that guy, the amount of work he puts in a day is worthy of the $1 million he's making a day as opposed to a guy who's going down a mine shaft and putting in 12.
No. Right.
It's ridiculous. And then they'll shit on that guy in the mine shaft. Well, he should be working harder. Why doesn't he go to college?
No one should be shitting on anyone, especially in a mine shaft.
Why doesn't he do better?
Yeah.
The demonization of service jobs, of labor jobs.
Why don't you get a better job?
The biggest sin of this fucking society that we have.
Why don't you just make more money?
I'm starting to sound like Sean. Sean Donovan, who, by the way, talk about screeds,
oh,
man.
I know.
On Facebook, yeah. Sean whipped out a giant screed about the whole thing that's going on.
I know.
Got a lot of responses to
it.
A lot of them said... I didn't read it. It's too long.
I didn't want to be tacky, but I wanted to leave a link on that thread. I was like, listen to Sean's podcast if you enjoy this screed.
Right, the podcast's shorter.
Yeah, the podcast is shorter.
It'll take you less time to listen to the hour-long podcast than to read his Facebook posts. He was prolific in a Facebook post.
That's what his stand-up comedy's like, too.
Oh, is he political? Yeah, is he real political?
He's funny.
I haven't seen him. Sean Donovan, it's at Feral Cherub on Twitter or at Democracy How.
He easily has a beer in his hand and his like army, his little green army jacket on.
Oh, yeah. His, like, no Che hat?
Yeah, man.
Oh, really?
I'm just kidding. He carries a torch up there with him.
Does he?
I'm just kidding.
Listen to Sean's show. I think it's tonight at 11. We'll be rerunning.
At Democracy How?
Live on the stream. I mean, it's a rerun, but it'll be streaming out for you at 11 p.m. Pacific.
At the end of the day, you're another day older.
Download it as a podcast at crabdiving.com.
Yeah.
Is the way to do that shit there. What else is going on in the world here? I've got, we can get through a big block of gay hate, if you like.
Guys, coming up on crabdiving.com, a big rock block of gay hate.
Before we bail on the TPP, I did get, I don't know if I can share this with the world.
This just in?
But I think she'd be okay with it.
Who is this?
I got an email from Elizabeth Warren today.
Okay. How is she?
She's upset.
Oh.
She says she has serious concerns about her email title said, I agree with Hillary Clinton.
Oh, fuck.
See, now Hillary has come out. Hillary before was like, well, I like the TPP, but now she's saying she doesn't like this fast track and she doesn't like this ISDS. Now this ISDS is this provision where these fuckwad corporations can sue a country because you made us lose money.
Fuck you.
What? Meanwhile, it sounds like a war zone outside.
I know. The sirens are just off. Sirens like crazy. Chain.
Here in Koreatown, USA.
Oh, my God. It's so loud here all the time. But the sirens are probably for something important. I should quit bitching.
She says it's like the helicopter. Like,
no, that's bullshit.
Frequently, I'm cursing the helicopters that are flying over. And then every once in a while, I remember that some of them are probably going to the children's hospital that's over there.
Yeah, right.
And I feel a little bit less like an asshole.
Well, those will all be replaced with drones.
They're just going to go pick up the kids with a drone?
Well, you know, I'm not kidding. Do you think organ donation will be the first application?
You're saying somebody has a grabber in the yard,
no,
and a drone swoops down and plucks out their eyeballs and
right
flies.
Well, if you're registered, the organ collection bot comes and just,
I would hope not,
right after you die. one mistake,
close the windows. He signed his driver's license.
He's just sleeping. Get it off me. Wake up. It's taking my dick.
My eyes. Where are my eyes?
My corneas. Hi, can I speak? Yes. My corneas were accidentally harvested this afternoon.
Right.
Oh, yeah. No, my social security number, sure.
So Elizabeth Warren says she has serious concerns about these panels.
Oh, relax.
Which is
Come
a policy
on.
In the new TPP trade agreement that would let foreign companies challenge American laws outside of American courts.
Come on.
And then she gives an example for
Come
the dummies.
On.
For the dumb people out there.
Okay, for everyone.
A big mining company.
Ooh.
Wanted to do some blasting.
Oh, my God. Put Ooh. On the porn music, please.
Off the coast of Nova Scotia.
Wee wee.
The Canadian government.
Fuck you.
Decided to not provide permits for this blasting.
Okay.
Because it would harm the local environment and scare off the fish that the local fishermen survive off of to make livings.
Guys, unpermitted blasting is
Thanks
afoot.
To a provision in a past trade agreement, which yes. would mirror the one in the TPP, that mining company did not have to go to a Canadian court to challenge the permit decision. Instead, they went right to the special panel of corporate lawyers.
Oh, shit.
Last month, the international panel, surprise, this really happened, by the way. This isn't this happened.
Oh.
The panel ruled in favor of the mining company. Shock. A quote, arbitration panel of corporate dickwads.
I want to be on that panel.
Voted in favor of the corporation over the country.
Nah, that sucks.
And what the people want. And the decision can't be challenged in Canadian courts because the Canadian dickwads signed this trade agreement. Now the Canadians may have to pay, Canadian taxpayers may have to pay $300 million.
Oh my fucking god.
To this mining company in damages, because we're not going to make the money that we would if we would have been able to blow up your country.
This is insane. This is nuts. We can't let this TPP go through. She's right, Elizabeth Warren.
And then, like she says, the next time a foreign company wants a blasting permit, what's the Canadian government going to do? They're just going to say, okay, here's our starfish.
Yeah, go ahead.
Enter. And she said, we've seen it in past trade agreements. Just in the past few years, a French company sued Egypt after Egypt raised its minimum wage.
What? Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah. How dare you? Egypt, we are trying to make money.
I wonder what the Egyptian minimum wage is anyway.
We're right.
What do they have? Drachmas? What do they have? Drachmas. Who has a drachma?
They might have drachmas.
Is that Greece? Nah, who gives a shit? I think it's...
Let's see. EGYPT.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry.
Currency. What's the Egyptian?
I think it's pogs.
Oh, pounds. They use pounds.
Oh, hello.
You know, after the British left, they must have left that little left that little prize. French company sued Egypt. A Swedish company.
Yeah.
Borski. Sued Germany.
Nine.
Because Germany wants to phase out nuclear power for safety reasons.
Nuclear. Well, that's, hey, listen, what do they want to go with, something pussy like solar or wind?
A Dutch company sued the Czech Republic because the Czech Republic wouldn't bail out a bank that the Dutch company partially owned. What the fuck is happening here?
It seems like the reaction should be something like, suck a dick.
And Philip Morris, here in the United States, tobacco company.
Now, they have a checkered past.
Is using these panels right now to try to stop countries like Australia and Uruguay from implementing new rules intended to cut smoking rates.
Shut the fuck up.
Because it might eat into their giant profits. What? You can't make people stop smoking.
It's nonsensical. This doesn't make any fucking sense.
I know.
God.
How could anybody sign on to these?
Barack! What the fuck, man? This is not what we agreed to when we elected you. No one wanted you to do shit like this. This is wrong.
Elizabeth Warren says the Obama administration has said they've fixed all the problems and nothing like that will happen here. They just won't show you how. Let's send a loud message. No vote on a fast track for trade agreements until the American people can see what's in this TPP deal.
Now, part of me wants to believe Barack Obama. Like, if he says, okay, there won't be anything bad like that that'll happen with this agreement, I want to believe him. I do. Don't you?
Yeah, I do, too.
Don't you believe him? Why can't we believe him? He's never lied to us before.
But Elizabeth has read it, too, right? I mean, didn't she go and sit there and read all the bullshit under
the guard? She didn't like it.
She can't say.
But she can say if she liked it or not.
No.
What?
She can say that she thinks we should all take a look at it.
What is the point in reading something if you can't tell anyone what you read?
She thinks the American people should take a look at it, and that means she hates it.
Okay. Well, it's impossible for me to take a look at it. Yeah, I pay you to look at it, okay?
And if they would ungag them, I'm sure they would be saying, this is a steaming piece of shit.
Hand me the bull gag.
God, these ISDS things, man. I mean,
what is ISDS?
That's these panels. That's the international special dickwad shitbags. I don't know what the ISDS stands for.
International dickwad
investor
shit
state
bags.
Investor state dispute settlement.
Come again.
Investor state dispute settlements are instruments of the public international law that grants an investor the right to use dispute settlement proceedings against a foreign government.
God, that sounds evil as fuck.
Corporations can take on governments.
Well, why not, man?
Outside of the laws of those governments.
So could Walmart sue, say, some country that wants to raise its minimum wage? That they're
absolutely
in, you know, there's a Walmart.
Absolutely.
God.
This country. I don't know what this trade agreement says. If it opens up everything to everything, maybe that would happen here too.
Dude, why does Barack Obama want the TPP to be his fucking legacy? Because people will remember that. If it sucks, they're going to remember it for that and not this healthcare.
And one of the arguments they're trying to use, and I don't know that much about it. It would be interesting to have somebody that may know what the fuck they're talking about try to explain this to me. But they say, well, if I saw a tweet today from some congressman who's pro fast track.
Yes.
And he says, if we don't fill in this trade gap, China will. So he's saying if we don't make these dealios with these countries, the long schlong of China will slip in and take our place with these guys.
So they're threatened. We'll lose business. We'll lose profits if we don't sign on to this.
We'll lose jobs and we'll lose.
And that's probably not true.
Well, but we're the biggest. We're the biggest consumer. We're the richest country. Well, they're still going to make trade agreements with us. It's not like they're going to look over at China and go, United States, we're not going to trade with you anymore.
Don't you think at some point, like, all this shit will be moot, and the only thing that will matter is how this decision affects the environment?
Yeah, a lot of it. It should be. But you can't, because if it affects profits, that's what's more important.
I mean, the TPP can't be good for the environment. I mean, if there's some kind of regulation.
Well, see, this is where the president says, trust me, because he says that parts of these TPP that he said he wouldn't be for it if it weren't, these things weren't good.
Yes.
Were that we are also going to be exporting our standards in a lot of areas. One of them being environmental. That in order to trade with us, in order to sell us your widget, that widget had to be made in somewhere that, you know, it doesn't burn babies for fuel or something.
What a horrible country.
You know,
that would burn babies for fuel.
Or labor and stuff like that. We're not going to trade with you if you've got 8-year-olds making 4 cents a month sewing.
Well, of course.
Shoes. But that's going to be in the agreements.
Yeah, yeah. But we have that now anyway, right?
But that'll be part of the...
No, I mean, we have 8-year-olds making our clothes.
Oh, yeah.
This shirt.
I don't know.
I love this shirt. Some kid probably got beat to death because originally when he put the buttons on, they were probably blue, but they're white.
Yeah, right.
At least the iPhone. Who do you think made
that iPhone? Yeah, definitely.
Little kid in China really ready to kill himself because he's miserable.
Chinese kids.
God, we got to fix this, man.
So, yeah, these investor state dispute settlement bullshit, that's the thing that we're really worried about. And it almost seems like Obama's saying, well, you know, that might be in there, but all this great stuff.
Yeah.
And we don't care. The great stuff is great. Fuck yeah. It's awesome. Get rid of this ISDS bullshit. We're not going to have our balls put in the fire because some corporate entity is going to lose a couple of shekels because of something that is good for the American people.
Somewhere in Hollywood's like, I'll put my balls in a fire. Somebody's into that.
It's happening right now, please. I'm sure.
I'll pay you.
A lot more places than Hollywood.
Will you burn my nuts?
You know that's going
on. Absolutely.
There's at least 10 of those going on right now. So Elizabeth Warren, I don't think she'd mind that I share her private email that she sent to me.
Now, I've got all these emails from Nancy Pelosi I should look at, too. She's always emailing me about something that heinous that's going on.
For money.
Oh, yes. There's, you know, it's so weird. She always asks for money in every single one of her emails. It's never like, hey, Ryan, what's going on? How's your day? How's stand-up going? She just asks for money.
Surprising. Elizabeth Warren not asking for money. She wants you to go sign a petition, which then puts you on a mailing list.
That's
and then you get the asked for.
But what are we supposed to do, man?
I do have to say, I don't get that much from Elizabeth Warren. I'm on the mailing list for a couple of these, and he does the same thing. I get Pelosi emails, too. It's, you know, hi, it's Tuesday. We need money.
Oh, so she's emailing you as well?
Yeah, she's a loose woman.
Well, fuck me, you know. Whatever.
And
I'm not special.
But Elizabeth Warren, not so much. I don't get that many from her asking for money.
Interesting.
So she might, maybe
she's playing hard to get.
Practices what she preaches a little bit.
Right. Don't email people.
That's what's going on. There, good news again today.
Dee 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 dee.
If you're into like privacy and shit, a federal appeals court ruled that the NSA needs to back the fuck out of our starfish a little bit, and that these giant sweeping collection, random collection of data from cell phones is not covered under the Patriot Act.
Oh, so they can't just harvest data whenever they want?
Right.
Whoever they is.
And a lot of people are saying, well, then if what Snowden revealed is illegal, is what Snowden did a crime?
That's like...
anymore.
That's so weird.
You know,
oh, yeah, so he can come back.
Well, there's whistleblower protections, and since what he exposed has now been proven to be, at least by this judge, has been proven to be unconstitutional, illegal, then, you know, is there a bigger case for him being able to come back and not be able to be thrown in shackles and
maybe they'll put
thrown
his...
naked in a room like fucking Chelsea Manning was.
Will they put his memorial back in Brooklyn, the statue, Snowden's?
Oh, I don't know. They have that statue in Germany, though. That's a real one. Did you see that? It was on our Facebook.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They put up a statue in Germany on public property. It's a real statue that is Snowden, Julian Assange, and Chelsea Manning, formerly Bradley Manning. And they're standing on chairs, the three of them, each of them is standing on a wooden chair,
right,
in the sculpture, and there's an empty chair.
Wow.
Which means who's going to stand up next, you know, right, kind of thing. It's a cool sculpture, but over in Europe, they look at these guys and gal like heroes. Like they're thrilled that they're blowing the whistle on this shit baggery, this big brother shit that we're going through, that we're doing here.
I think most people probably see him as heroes,
but here in the United States,
I mean, not here.
Yeah. no, the Republicans, they're traitors.
Who's gonna be next?
String them up. They're traitors.
Who will be the next hero to stand up? Maybe it'll be crab diving, or maybe it'll be the Daily Upper Decker, or maybe it'll be the Cantilinguists.
Yeah, I don't want to end up in Russia, though.
Or maybe it'll be the Hollywood Hick, or Democracy How, or the Tao of Inbound.
I'm putting my money more towards Democracy How.
Pieces of silver. Listen to all of our shows on crabdiving.com.
All of the shows at crabdiving.com, streaming for you 24/7 here at crabdiving.com/live. And then as a podcast, or podcasts.
Multiples.
Crabdiving.com is the easiest way to do it. But we're also on Stitcher, iTunes. If you go to iTunes, you know, 5 stars. These are the podcasts you're looking for.
Please give us a positive rating.
Give us a positive rating. Give us thumbs up. Tell everybody to spread the crabs. Love the crabs.
Yes.
Share the crabs. So good news there with that federal appeals court. I'm sure... the government is going to appeal the appeal.
Fuck you.
Might end up in front of the SCOTUS.
I tell you, I see this happening. I don't know how we stop this. I mean, if the president wants it and fucking Congress and the Senate want it, then we're fucked. I mean, not everybody wants it there, but don't they have a majority?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that's how we got it. And right now, the Republicans, they don't even want to touch the Patriot Act. It's coming up for renewal. And there's a lot of people that want to tinker. A lot of us want to throw that whole thing the fuck out.
Or just read it.
but they are going to, a lot of people want to try to tweak it and get rid of shit that you know, ain't working or hasn't worked or has been abused or things like that. And the Republicans, Mitch McConnell, just wants to, let's just, yeah, sign it. Just.
Oh, that's what he said,
right? Let's
just
add more 10 years. Yeah, let's just add 5 more years or 10 more years or whatever. How many years?
He said a straight renewal for the next.
I don't know how long they want to renew it for, but they just want to do a pure straight renewal.
That doesn't sound. There's nothing about that that sounds appetizing.
Yeah, there was nothing about that fucking Patriot Act from day one that was appetizing.
But we ended up killing Osama bin Laden with it, right?
No. What did that have to do with the Patriot
Act? I don't know, man. We found him.
Yeah, but not with anything. Not with not by burrowing in the starfish of the American people over
Fuck
here.
Fuck you, asshole. We killed him. Patriot Act.
I've got a. Is this a follow up?
Crab diving follow up.
I think this might be a crab diving follow up. I've got a couple stories. There's one I didn't get to. That's not. So it's not technically a follow up because I didn't get to the first part of it.
Oh.
My spreadsheet is all Twitter pated here.
Oh no, it's horrible.
Oh wait. Okay. This isn't.
What is this?
We've been too serious. Let's have a little fun.
I know. What is this, the McLaughlin Group?
This is a story out of the sovereign state.
Don't mess with Texas.
Of Texas.
Fuck off.
I even put on a post on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving. A lot of shit going on there. A lot of comments, a lot of shares. Jump in, join in. I even said we're not intentionally shitting on Texas these days. It's just Texas is just putting their diarrhea-ridden ass right up to the fan and
Stop
having
it
blow right back on them because, goddamn, they're doing so much stupid, heinous shit, the best of which is still running around like ninnies because Obama's going to descend on them and take over the state. That's still going on.
They're attacking.
What an international embarrassment.
Chuck Norris has rallied the, does he have an army, Chuck? Does he have a private army? Or
he doesn't need an army. Oh, Chuck right. Norris is a one-man army.
Do you think he's a gun owner?
Fuck yes. Are you kidding me? Of right. course. I wonder if he might have put out a video. Speaking of, I want to look up Chuck.
He's a Hollywood type. I mean, all those rich Hollywood types have guns. Somebody told me that the highest concentration of gun ownership is somewhere up in Laurel Canyon in the hills. Like, everyone up there, they all own guns.
Really?
Because they're afraid people are going to come in their house and
all the brown people are going to come get our stuff. God, people are so fucking dumb. Well, this was a... in the town of Georgetown, Texas.
Fuck you.
City council meeting. Georgetown Councilwoman Rachel Johnro.
Right.
Was fixing to speak. Mayor Dale Ross excused himself to take a bathroom break.
Uh-oh.
For the council meetings, Mayor Dale Ross wears a wireless microphone.
Oh, no, man. You got to be careful if you got your lav in, man. You got to turn it off. You can't expect the sound person to do that. They're not going to.
Here is a little bit.
It's like Police Academy. Do you remember that scene?
I do. here you go.
To say that if your life has not already been touched by an antibiotic-resistant disease, it...
She's talking. They're talking about something that about antibiotic resistance.
Antibiotic.
Or something. I don't know. It doesn't matter because
you're resistant disease.
You'll hear.
Oh no.
Probably will be at some point. My mother has fought a MRSA infection. I have a high school friend whose 3-year-old son almost died from C. diff, and he will be dealing with the consequences of that for the rest of his life. But the thing is that these deadly infections, there's something we can do about it. And what we can do is call on governmental representatives that are higher.
There
oh, my
is.
God, I can
you
almost
can
hear
the water.
Oh, my
God. Gets faint. Now
God.
She, all of a sudden over the speaker, you hear the sound of pissing. And now she started laughing while she's talking.
Has she figured it out?
Oh, yeah. Think? Everybody has. They looked up. They looked up at the speakers. She heard it. You could hear the piss.
Oh, my fucking God.
Hitting the toilet.
The governmental representatives that are higher up the chain of command.
Oh my God.
And ask for action at the federal level. I am aware of Mr. Brainerd's concerns that he raised last
He's
time.
Still going.
And there would be instances where I actually agree that we should take action locally first, but there are not any.
She's still laughing because he's still going. He must have prostate problems or something.
Well, he just had to go, man.
The KFO operations in Georgetown. So for us to just say it within the city limits would be.
This is a city council.
Impossible. I don't know. You gotta turn your fucking mic pack off, man. It's just simple. Just turn it off. Good Lord.
They're all laughing. They're just all laughing now.
Would be an empty gesture? So
she can't do it.
Here comes the mayor. Who didn't wash diseases? His hands?
What?
He didn't wash his hands. Did you hear him wash his hands?
I thought
he just sauntered right up behind
him. I thought I heard a paper towel roll being pulled.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
God damn.
And now they're all laughing.
Don't know any boundaries.
The mayor's
so
down.
A state by state approach would just
and is trying to figure out what's going on. Now the mayor leans over to this one councilman who's sitting next to him, and I think he's going to fill him in.
Oh my God!
There'd be clusters of disease that would. Would go across the border. Anyways, I'm going to stop talking now and ask that you give this serious consideration and approve this resolution.
Holy shit.
The one councilman leaned over to the mayor, and I think he was like, your mic was on.
Oh, God. The mayor should just walk back. She should just say, listen, so what? My mic was on when I was peeing, okay?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, I did.
Could have had a
commercial one time, and we had those kind of mics.
Yeah. You got to remember
to turn that shit off.
Something like that, the sound guy usually does it, but you shouldn't trust.
Yeah, don't trust those motherfuckers. Always look down, make sure the light is off. So you'll be able to watch that video if you want. We'll put it up on Facebook.
God, that's amazing.
Possibly up on
Newsworthy, too, right?
Crimediving.com,
right? And they are talking about some fucking issue.
Right. An important issue. Something to do with, I don't know, antibiotic resistance. That's what it was. Lots going on the Facebook page. There's a story. There was breaking news this morning out of North Carolina.
Fuck you.
Oh, meanwhile, there's a Hollywood Hick breaking news.
Oh, what's that?
The Hick sent us a urgent message this morning about a breaking news story. It's a blind gossip item.
Oh, yeah.
That is on one of his blind sites, blind gossip sites. It says there's an Eastern Coast congressman who is from the Grand Old Party.
No.
Who is over 40.
Right.
Married with child/children. Right. They don't want to be too specific.
Well, that's a lot of Congress, you know.
That's all
everyone. They all have kids, except Lindsay, right?
And except this might narrow it down. Also, recently had sex with a 17-year-old boy.
how do we know that?
And is being investigated. This is the blind item. It says that currently lawyers are and prosecutors are negotiating to see if there's anything chargeable.
He had sex with a kid.
I think that's chargeable.
And I think you could lose your job over that, I guess.
And I think you could be highlighted on crab diving, on the crab diving show and on crabdiving.com if you're a Republican.
Hell yeah.
And a Bible wave an asshole who gets caught.
You might make
probably
it.
Voted against gay marriage.
Absolutely. You'll make it on this show. Don't worry.
You see, we don't care, you know, if you have first of all, it's a kid. That's heinous.
Right.
Second of all, if it was an 18-year-old and it was legal, who gives a shit? But if you're married with kids and voting
yeah,
family values and voting anti-gay legislation, then you deserve to be dragged out into the light.
Absolutely.
And shown as the hypocrite that you are. So the breaking news this morning, other than that, was the Board of Elections, some shenanigans in North Carolina.
Fuck you.
I believe the home of the Hollywood Hick.
Yeah. Right? It's North Carolina or South Carolina. I'm fairly sure it's North.
I think it was North near the border, though. I think he said he was close enough to South Carolina that
I don't know.
6-1 So they an analysis was done, and they have discovered that beyond mathematical probabilities, that some shenanigans have been going on in North Carolina, keeping brown people from voting.
What?
That through like these programs where they offer, like when you sign up for your driver's license, you get a you get offered to also register to vote and stuff like that.
We have that here, I think.
But I guess it was selectively offered or something. I didn't read the whole thing.
I see. Because they don't want people to register to vote. How great.
And that there was a sharp decline in new voter registrations beginning right around the McCrory administration. When Pat McCrory, former Uber poobah of Duke Energy...
Evil.
When he took office.
Oh.
So there's like a pre-McCrory average and a post-McCrory average, and there is a marked decline. So something that they are doing or did there is shenanigans. They're being investigated now. There's something they did.
Right.
To systematically disenfranchise the brown voters and poor voters.
I love the Republican Party. They're like, if we can't get your vote, then we'll
find a way to keep you from voting.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
It's smart.
They can't win on the merits. They can't win on their policies.
We're going to cheat.
Which they don't have. They don't have policies, right? Their policies
are... Yes, they do.
Anything that Obama likes, we don't.
Jesus!
Oh, yeah.
Guns!
That's true.
Grits, glory. What's Huckabee's fucking... What's the name of this stupid book?
Guns and glory.
Fuck you.
Glory hole.
Right.
Huckabee, by the way.
Yes.
Mike Huckabee.
It's the 2016 Republican primary.
Has he announced?
Kind of, sort of, but Mike Huckabee already receiving the endorsement of some prominent officials.
Oh, God.
In the world. Most prominent is someone that we have already spoken of today.
Oh, shit.
Here on the show. None other than the one-man army himself, Chuck Norris.
Oh, okay.
Has endorsed his good friend, Mike Huckabee.
How does that work?
To be president of the United States of America.
What say you, Rick Perry?
What do you mean?
Well, what if Rick Perry runs and Chuck Norris has endorsed Huckabee?
Oh, that's true.
I mean, Rick Perry's from Texas, I assume. You think Chuck Norris has been to N-word head camp?
I don't know.
I imagine. Why not? Sure.
That weekend. Invite him out?
Well, I mean, if you're going to invite all the famous like Hollywood types that live in Texas, okay. I believe Mike Judge lives in Texas.
Yes.
So there's one.
The creator of King of the Hill.
Right. And Beavis and Butthead.
Beavis and Butthead.
And then Chuck Norris is the other one. I mean, I can't think of anybody else.
Willie Nelson. But no, Willie Nelson. He lives in Hawaii. Yeah. He's from Texas. So. The other prominent endorsement that I'm sure will... We'll sway your vote, Ryan.
You've been endorsed by Chuck fucking Norris.
The Duggars have endorsed Mike Huckabee for
this
president.
So gross. Ugh. What is wrong with us? God, the American culture, we're just gross. Our pop culture is disgusting, and our personalities are just...
Governor Huckabee is a man of faith who is very wise and will help get our nation back on track.
Now, fuck off. What does that even mean, dickhead?
Said Michelle Duggar. America needs Governor Huckabee for president. Governor Huckabee has the communication skills of Ronald Reagan and a common sense business approach to government, reads Jim Bob Duggar's
Okay,
comment.
Expound upon that. What do you mean? Really? I mean, he's a cross between Ronald Reagan and who else?
He
a
loves
business?
Jesus. He's got the communication skills of Reagan and a common sense business approach to government.
Oh, God. So exhausting.
The Duggars are from Arkansas, some little tiny town.
No, gross.
Somewhere there. Where they're probably half of the fucking population, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Shot out of her vag.
Shit, everybody's a little off. They're inbred. You ever hang around inbred people? Strange.
She did last year, she got involved in one of those robocalls when they were having an election or a ballot initiative.
Are you telling me a Duggar could have called my house and tell me to vote for so-and-so?
Not this is in Arkansas.
They wouldn't use them here in California.
they wanted one of those protect, you know, one of those anti-discrimination legislations.
I want
to include gay and transgender.
Yeah, they want a right to be intolerant, right?
Oh yeah, she called people. It was the robocalls to tell people to vote against it, calling trans people males with past child predator convictions. That's the same thing.
Oh my God. The world is so ignorant. That's stupid. That's the stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard.
There were reports that in 2012, the Duggars begged Huckabee to run again.
Oh, gross. Begged.
That left the famous family to throw their weight behind Santorum. So they supported Santorum in that election.
God, it's so gross.
So, it's the, 19 stars and counting is there. Ridiculous.
They have
TV
19
show.
Children or something. Is that?
Well, no, there's more now, right?
No, oh, gross.
Aren't there a couple more since they started? I don't think they renamed it.
It's like livestock, you know, just litters of children.
Well, it is
running
it really
around.
Is.
I mean, how are you going to, take time just to parent the children? I don't even mean, I'm not talking about like providing for them, but how do you have time to make sure that you're not raising little sociopaths?
You force the older kids into slavery. I'm not kidding you. I knew a Catholic family in Chicago that they had 13.
Oh shit.
And it really was. If you were one of the older kids, your life sucked. You were forced into being co-parenting. I think it's horrible for kids.
Dude, I had a friend in high school, Mormons, they had, 11 kids, 10 kids or something like that.
And I'm not talking about the occasional babysitting or, you know, once a week you got to watch your brother on Thursday afternoons. Not that kind of thing. I'm talking about you're in charge of these three kids. Make sure they're up in the morning. Make sure they're to school.
You're running a baby-making sweatshop.
Make sure they're fed. Like, each older kid had a couple of sub-kids.
It's not fucking fair.
To be in charge of, right. And yeah, let your kids be kids. Jesus. Stop being so fucking selfish by spitting out matter from your vagina.
God, I just can't imagine you'd want to do it that much too. I mean, I've never had a child out of my vagina.
Jesus.
As amazing as it is, I imagine it would hurt.
Jesus. It's all for Jesus. We played the audio of the mayor peeing.
God damn it. That is the craziest thing. His social media just must be blowing up, right? I mean, it's impossible for him to be on Facebook or Twitter or anything like that. I mean, that's the news. You peed today and everyone heard you.
God. This is a story that actually is incredible. This is the state. We haven't heard from Nebraska in a while, actually.
Isn't that out of design? Isn't that how you want your world set up, where you don't really hear from Nebraska?
These days, that's a good thing, though.
Yeah.
I mean, in that area.
We don't want to hear from them.
Well, they're busy, because, I mean, they'd have to do a lot to try to
what is,
look crazier than Kansas, which is right fucking next door.
The fuck does Nebraska do? Do they frack and have cows and stuff like that? Or what?
Cows and
fracking
and wheat and corn and flat land. And potentially a former bench warrant for me.
Oh, shit. Your speeding ticket.
The this is out of Auburn, Nebraska.
Ding, 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 ding. Fuck you.
Sylvia Driscoll.
Hey, Sylvia.
Is her name. 66 years of age.
Right.
In a handwritten filing.
A missive.
7 pages.
Oh, shit. 7 pages handwritten?
From... She filed it, Auburn, Nebraska, population 3,385.
Oh, God, this is straight up mental illness.
She said, it says, to the United States District Court of Omaha, Omaha, Nebraska, the plaintiffs. I, Sylvia Ann Driscoll, ambassador for plaintiffs, God and his son, Jesus Christ, versus
handwritten
the defendants homosexuals their given name homosexuals
all of them
their allies gay
yes
allies remotely not even spelled anything like it would be in English she it's a handwritten filing. She claims she's the ambassador for God. She goes on to say she's disappointed. Nebraska has become, quote, compliant in the lewd behavior of some people.
Compliant in lewd behavior.
Homosexuality is a sin, she says. And homosexuals know it is a sin to live a life in homosexuality.
All right.
I mean, it's pretty, it's on notebook paper. It's stamped. It was filed by the office of the clerk. It says, Ambassador, I, Sylvia Ann Driscoll, ambassador for plaintiffs, do set forth on this 30th day of 2015. It doesn't say what month. writing this petition to the United States District Court of Omaha, Omaha, Nebraska, on behalf of the plaintiffs, God and his son, Jesus Christ. I petition your honor to the United States District to be honored in the matter of homosexuality.
Yes.
Is homosexuality a sin or not a sin? Apparently this is what she's asking the court to decide upon.
I mean, she has amazing handwriting. You have to admit.
It's not that great. It's better than mine.
I think it's amazing.
The defendants are homosexuals. The homosexuals say it is not a sin to be a homosexual, and they have the right to marry, to be parents, and God doesn't care that they're homosexuals, T-H-E-I-R.
Okay.
Because he loves them. Number four.
Who's representing the homosexuals in this? Neil Patrick Harris?
I don't think it's going to go that far.
All right.
She says, I, Sylvia Ann Driscoll, refer your honor to paragraph 3, line 2 of defendants.
What?
Homosexuals say that it's not a sin to be a homosexual. I don't know.
What document?
I don't know. Maybe there's addendum that we don't have here.
Have the homosexuals made a document or a declaration of their intent to take over the world or something?
Plaintiffs, God tells his children in Leviticus chapter 18, verse 22, thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination. Number 6, God also tells his children in Romans chapter 1, verse 26, 27.
Okay.
For this cause gave blah, 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 blah. Your Honor, number 7. Ambassador, I, Sylvia Ann Driscoll, Your Honor, I've heard the boasting of the defendant, the homosexuals, on the world news, from the young to the old, to the rich and famous. No D on the Ann. The rich and famous. And to the not so rich and famous. How they were tired of hiding in the closet, and how glad they are to be coming out of the closet.
Yay!
That's a bullet point. I don't know what any of this means.
So much time. So much time put into this and outlining.
Yeah, number 8's another Bible verse. I do contend, number nine, I contend homosexuality is a sin, that the homosexuals know it is a sin to live a life of homosexuality. Why else would they have been hiding in a closet?
Point taken!
Oh, well, we never thought of that. Wow, you're right. Let's round them all up.
Right.
Number 10, I, Sylvia Driscoll, referred to Webster Dictionary for the definition of sin, the willful breaking of religious or moral law.
Oh, God. This person's batshit crazy.
Then she refers to something else where the homosexuals say they have the right to marry. Number 12, God's word tells his children in Genesis chapter 2.
Oh, my God.
Verse 24, therefore shall a man have his leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife.
Oh, my God.
And they shall be one flesh.
That's crazy. Genesis.
Then she goes to the dictionary definition of marriage.
Isn't Genesis the one with the Noah's Ark?
Is yes. That the, yeah, yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, yeah.
Do
yeah,
we
yeah.
take that book seriously?
We don't take any of it seriously.
That's where Adam pulled a rib out of himself and made a chick.
There you go. And then suddenly there were more people.
Genesis.
And they had two kids, and suddenly those kids had wives. Where did the wives come from?
I saw Peter Gabriel live, by the way. He was so good. Oh, my God.
She says homosexuals claim to have they have the right to be parents. And then she quotes the definition of being a parent. And then she quotes Jesus. She's got a pattern here.
What does she want to do with the homosexuals? I mean, aside from have them burn in hell after they die. I mean, while they're here, what do you want to do?
I contend a good parent is not just a father or a mother that tells their children what's right.
Yeah.
It's the parent that walk the walk. This is a legal document. And that talks the talk, who are the example of what they teach. That's why their children know right from wrong.
Okay. Good point. Thank you for clearing that one up.
She says if a child is raised in a home of liars and deceivers and thieves
and butt fuckers.
She says that the defendants assert that God doesn't care if they're homosexuals, and she goes on citing Romans.
Oh, good Lord.
She says God loves them, and then she cites Romans and Isaiah.
I mean, you realize this book, Bible that we're talking about, you, like Southern Baptists especially, I mean, they teach that Bible like it's something real and important, like you would have like social studies or geography or history in school. I mean, people take it seriously. This is nuts. It's like teaching Harry Potter as real. This is
right.
It leads to bat shit like this.
And this delusional woman, this person who maybe should be checked for some sort of dementia.
I mean, she's a go-getter. You got to give her
that. Has written the screed and filed it in court as a lawsuit. I, Sylvia Ann Driscoll, wish to address you, Your Honor, and the United States District Court of Omaha, Nebraska. I write not in a few words, we noticed.
Nah.
So I hope you, Your Honor, and the United States District Court of Omaha, Nebraska, will indulge me in my writing.
You know she read this out loud to herself.
Never before has our great nation, the United States of America, and our great state of Nebraska been besieged. No duh.
Well, okay.
By sin.
You don't have to be be critical.
The way to destroy any nation or state is to destroy its morals. Look what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah.
What happened was?
She spells Gomorrah right.
Well, yeah, dude, that's in the fucking Bible.
Two city. Because of the same immoral behavior that present in our nation, in our states and our cities, God destroy them.
It seems like we're missing some articles and punctuation in there.
She's not great with tense either.
Yeah, yeah.
Like God destroyed.
She lives in the whatever.
Nebraska. Failure of the Nebraska educational system. If God could have found 10 righteous people among them, he would have spared them.
Okay.
I'm 66 years old. And I never thought that I would see the day in which our great nation or our great state of Nebraska would become so compliant to the complicity. She spelled both of those right. So compliant to the complicity of some people's lewd behavior.
Okay, well, listen, she's crazy, but those thoughts are kind of coherent. All those sentences make sense to me so far.
Why are judges passing laws so sinners can break religious and moral laws?
It's a conspiracy!
Will all the judges of this nation judge God to be a liar? L-I-E-R.
That's a good one.
For God has said that all unrighteousness is sin and that homosexuality is abomination.
See, words
we're
like...
almost done here.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I would say words like complicity, you're going to look that up, or compliant or whatever, because she doesn't use those often. But liar, you know.
Liar, yeah. It's only four letters. She's going to assume she's got that one.
Yeah.
Here's the last one, number 29. I, Sylvia Ann Driscoll, ambassador, I have written this petition to the United States District Court of Omaha, Nebraska, and to you, Your Honor, because I feel it is imperative to do so. We as a nation, as states, and as cities need to start standing up for the moral principles on which our great nation, our great states, and our great cities were founded on.
Bam!
Lamentations 3:22. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Oh, she had to white out this. She did something with consumed at the end, and she had to white it out right over
consummated.
It.
Damn it.
It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed because his compassions fail not. It is of the Lord's mercies
that we are not consumed.
It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed because his compassions fail not.
Oh, my God.
And we're not consumed by... I don't understand what any of that means.
People are batshit crazy. That's what that means.
Ambassador Sylvia Ann Driscoll. And then we do have her address. I think they should have blacked this out. But from Auburn, Nebraska.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations.
God, I almost want to put this in Google Maps and see what Sylvia's little house looks like in the middle of 3,000 people town.
Oh, my God.
I feel a little sad for her.
I feel very sad for her.
This poor woman is terrified, fucking Fox goddamn cunting news.
Are you saying...
firing her up.
Right. Are you saying we did this to her?
Obviously,
society did this to her.
Obviously, she's not on WND or Breitbart.
But she's an old woman. Why can't she... She's 66 years old. At what point are you able to say, make your own decisions? You know, and
you're saying that she should be responsible enough to...
I mean, when can you evolve?
Not have been fleeced, you're saying.
Yeah, but goddamn it, she spent her whole life in that tiny little town.
Yeah, she grew up pre-internet, and, you know, she's only getting a few channels.
I mean, you know, growing up, it's not like she could go to Netflix.
Right.
Where
I knew people in the middle of fucking Wisconsin... There was a couple of people. There's one guy that I worked with at one point who was in his 60s, and he lived 3.5 hours away from the third largest city in the nation, Chicago, for 66 years of his life.
Yeah.
Had never once been there.
What?
Never once. Oh, what do I want to go there for?
I don't know, man. It might be fun. It might be fun.
I don't like cities. What do I want to go there for? That's what he said.
Do you want to go to a museum?
But to you and me, we can't comprehend that because we're not hiding ninnies in our little nests.
No,
these people.
We're both amazing people.
We're so much better than everybody else.
If you're listening, you should want to be us.
But this is fine. She can be her ninny. The sad part is that she wants everyone else to be a ninny.
Be your ninny. Yeah.
I don't care that Ambassador Sylvia Ann Driscoll, ambassador to the Lord and his son, Jesus Christ.
That's her title.
I noticed that she left out the Holy Spirit.
Why?
I don't know what's going on there.
Are they on the outs?
I don't know.
Does that happen? Can you have an argument with the Holy Spirit, but still be friends with Jesus at the same time? Or is it tenuous? How's it work?
Well, who was Jesus talking to when he was praying?
Me! Oh, no, God, right? How does it work?
Well, right. Yes. Purple. Here's the answer to that.
If you're Catholic, you can't just pray, right? You can't pray straight to God. You have to use
a
conduit.
You can't just pray.
No. The Pope is the conduit to God.
No, that's not true.
How it works.
That's not true. You can pray.
That's not
whatever you fucking want. You can pray.
You don't, but why, then why do you have to ask?
We don't need a snake or anything.
What? Okay. Look, that's not fair. Why do you have to ask forgiveness at confession then?
Well, that's some straight up bullshit. That's to give jerk off material to the priests.
Is it really, do you think?
They get to hear about everybody who's cheating on everybody, all the boys going in there telling them they're masturbating. They encourage you to do that shit. When I was in grammar school, one of the things was like, first confession is coming up. What the fuck is a fourth grader going to confess to?
I don't know.
Nothing! And so, one of the generic ones they gave you was that we always had was you disobeyed your parents and you had impure thoughts.
Oh, God. That's so creepy. That's way creepy, man.
It's fucked up. It's fucked up. That is probably, I mean, that was the first thing to go.
What do you mean?
With the whole confession thing was like, I was mandated, you know, because we used it as a payment plan to for the Catholic school for tuition. They had something called mandatory offertory. Basically, that's what it was.
You guys are the best Catholics. I mean, you understand. No, you get it. You know exactly what the fuck is going on. You're not being fleeced. Well, you're going to school.
A couple of thousand years, man. They you know, you'd pay X amount up front, and then the balance you would pay off in weekly installments that you would turn in.
Yes.
As your and with your envelope for Jesus at church. And they were on your shit. I remember my dad was like, goddamn fucking motherfucker, St. Cajetan's goddamn assholes.
He was happy to give. It was
yeah.
Yeah. A generous
yeah, let's
donation.
Try to figure out my atheism now. And then once I was old enough to almost just remember my way home, they sent me off to church alone. They stopped going with me on the weekends.
we're not going.
Right. They might drop me off. Sometimes pick me up, but yeah. I always had to go through the hour sitting there by myself.
No one called you. No one from the church called and said, listen, we got your envelope. Thanks so much. But why aren't you coming?
No. I would sneak in sometimes. My okay. Everybody's dead. I would, they would drop me off and I would go in the front. Yeah. I would drop the envelope in the box.
Yeah.
In the front.
Do you ever buy weed with that money?
Which got cleaned out. No, I never took money. I would give the money.
I'm just kidding. I'm joking.
And then I'd sneak out the side door and bail and go to Red's, which was a hot dog place.
Oh, it's a bar?
I would grab a vanilla shake and I would wait. And then 27 minutes later, I would run like hell back to church. And then everybody would be coming out the front and I would just say hi to people. My mom would come pick me up.
That's a kid that understands religion.
But they had, yeah, but that confession shit, man, that was one of the first things to go. That probably was the nail in the coffin for me being a believer in like fourth or fifth grade. I was like, this is some bullshit. Why can't I tell God?
Because.
Why can't I sit right here now and say, this guy, why can't I cut a chicken open and bleed it and do whatever I have to do to contact God?
Because you have a roommate and then I don't say, want Dear Lord, anyone cutting a chicken open. Just anyone.
Say, God,
so fucking gross.
How do, I'm sorry for all this shit I've done. Here's what I've done. Why do I have to walk into a creepy chamber in a dark room and look through a weird,
I don't know.
Screen.
What is it? Is it a screen?
Yeah, there's a screen. The little it's either a door or a little curtain. You walk in, it's a little black booth.
Is it a bamboo beaded curtain?
Like a jerk-off booth at the fucking dirty bookstore. Except in this place, only the middle ones are the jerk-off booths.
What? Oh, the middle one is where the priests
usually are in threes. Because you know they got to crank through this shit, so they've got one on either side, and sometimes you can hear what's going on the other side.
What?
Sometimes if you put your ear, you can hear what the person on the other side is confessing. So everybody's talking like this: "Bless me, Father, for I have sinned."
Is that the first thing you say when you walk in?
"Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. My last confession was insert time period."
Yeah, and then the priest says, "What are you wearing?"
The priest says, "Hold on, I'm opening the Vaseline."
That's so horrible. Oh, God, Catholic Church, you're just assholes.
Yeah, and then you say,
creepy.
I did this, I did that, I did this, I did that. And then they say, okay, three Hail Marys and two Our Fathers. And could you repeat the part about how you touched yourself last night? How far did you go? What did you? Which hand did you use?
Oh, God.
And
it's just horrible.
Then you go out and you sit there and you say your Hail Marys and then you're clean.
Yeah,
you can go
okay.
touch yourself again.
There you go.
It's a ridiculous process.
It's a lot to go through to not burn in hell. I mean,
so
a lot of hoops.
Yeah,
a lot of hoops and to jump through.
Really, I just part of me feels sorry for Sylvie and Driscoll. There's another part that is like,
grow up.
Yeah, you're an adult. You're an adult.
Get out of there.
Obviously, she's not the brightest bulb in Nebraska.
Well, in that town, I mean, you don't know. You don't know what it's like there.
Well, there's 3,000 of them. God, I would hope she's not the smartest one out of 3,000.
You don't know.
In central Nebraska.
Nobody has a printer, apparently, or a computer.
Meanwhile, the Republicans are coming for her Medicare.
Right.
And her Social Security. For real. These are real demons that are coming to really hurt
but
you.
But Obama's coming for your guns and your God.
The homosexuals are nothing's going to happen.
No, I read somewhere. How many guns has Barack Obama seized since his tyrannical reign? It's been like
right. There's a big pile of 0.0.
Right, no guns stolen. He doesn't want your guns. He hasn't done anything to threaten your guns. Right, not one thing.
Correct.
Not even after Sandy Hook.
We do have a follow up though. Ambassador Sylvia Ann Driscoll's story.
Follow up.
Because the evil tyranny of the Obama administration or something, or Satan, it has to be Satan.
Oh, it's totally Satan.
Has already wielded his big giant satanic schlongy.
Oh, shit.
And a judge working swiftly in Auburn,
right,
has thrown out the lawsuit.
That's bullshit.
A judge dismissed an Auburn woman's lawsuit against homosexuals.
why did he dismiss it? What did he say?
Saying that a federal court, can you imagine, this judge is just like,
God.
I don't know, Nebraska, he might be like, God, I wish I could send this through.
Yeah, I love this.
She's got a point,
right?
That would be what's his face, Murray Moore.
Oh, from
in Alabama.
Alabama. Did she write on the back of the paper to save room, save trees?
Probably not. These all look like one sign. I don't think she's probably big on conservation.
You don't know, man. You know.
She said, judge said, federal court's not a forum for debate or discourse on theological matters.
Oh, good for him.
In his decision, he wrote, God, a judge had to write about this. Other forums, freely accessible to citizens of the United States, exist for the purpose of addressing questions of religious doctrine.
Right. Dumbass.
He said her complaint, which consists of 7 pages of her personal and religious views on homosexuality, also didn't specify what relief she was seeking. Like,
yeah.
It didn't say.
What do you want?
Right.
Oh, I think she wants the gay people rounded up and put it in an island.
It didn't say that, though. It also didn't say how she was being injured or identify any specific defendants to be served.
Right.
Who are they going to give papers to? Who's going to come into court?
That's my point. Who's representing the gays?
Brent Paris, the Hollywood hick, sent a message on Facebook that said, oh no, I guess I got to go to court soon.
Is Brent in charge?
I don't know.
At the H. Wood Hick, is he representing the gay people?
She said in her handwritten complaint filed Friday, so they went fast, man. This is less than a week.
How long did it take her to write this shit?
That she was suing as an ambassador for God.
That's nuts.
In the court, the judge said, to the extent that she asks for anything from the court, it is a declaration that homosexuality is sinful.
Yay.
A question that the court cannot answer.
Holy fuck. Damn. She must be so disappointed. She worked so hard on this.
He said all the deficiency he listed would by themselves be enough to dismiss the suit. However, he said he wouldn't even have to address those issues because it was apparent that she had also failed to set forth any factual or legal basis for any federal claim.
You must be fucking kidding me.
This court is not the place to seek opinions regarding theological matters. This particular forum is closed and the case will be dismissed. She also sought to be allowed to file, to have the $400 filing fee waived. He denied the motion, calling it moot.
No.
So I don't think they're going to charge her even her $400. Because I might put together a crowdfunder to pay her $400 right. for the entertainment value that she's given all of us.
That's so
but
funny.
Again, there's also that sadness that goes on. Oh. That this woman is sitting terrified.
She has to live like
in
this.
In her golden years, scared that the homosexuals are coming for her.
Oh, shit.
When nothing's going to happen.
So ridiculous.
So what's going to happen when in June when they legalize it? And then in 10 years, hopefully she's in good health. Hopefully she'll still be around until she's 76. When she's 76 and jack fucking squat ain't happened to her. Really? I mean, do you think she's going to feel like an idiot or do you think
I don't know. There's not. What you're talking about won't happen. That aha moment. That moment of
not
clarity.
Not for this ambassador of the God of Lord.
No.
I knew somebody that put ambassador of God on their
business
on
card,
Facebook as their profession.
I'm going to put ambassador of Satan.
Surprisingly, not one of my closer Facebook friends these days. I think they're still friends with me.
Right.
They didn't defriend me, but I'm sure they've hidden all my posts.
Oh, sure.
But
I don't want to look at that shit.
Yeah, I don't put any of this stuff
some
out
heathen.
On my personal one, though.
I do every once in a while. I'll put a gun fucking thing up there just because.
Do you want to hear a clip of this guy?
Is your gay god going to come and save you?
Yes.
Rick Wiles.
Gay god.
Rick Wiles, not happy these days over all kinds of shit. You know, he hosts True News.
Right.
TRU. Because they don't have time for that E.
they're running a tight operation over there.
So he was expressing his ire about President Obama last weekend doing his stand-up routine at the White House Correspondents'
Dinner.
Oh,
I love that. I love Barack's stand-up. It really was good.
And they're all way upset and pissed off because of the jokes he made about Huckabee, but especially about the one that he made about Michelle Bachmann. You remember the president said, Michelle Bachmann thinks I'm ushering in the end times. Oh, now, that's an accomplishment. They don't like that.
No.
They're upset. Obama is mocking them.
Yes, absolutely. That you just have to be ready for that. If you're going to believe in all this bullshit, prepare to be made fun of.
Well, here on his show, you got to hear what he says. Rick Wiles. Oh, this is SoundCloud. This is going to be loud. Rick Wiles. I don't even know who the hell he's. Is he? He might be talking to somebody, or
he's
might just
talking
be,
to Jesus.
Doesn't matter. Here's Rick Wiles complaining about this.
Last weekend, Mr. Obama's adoring, obedient, subservient lapdog news reporters gathered at the White House for the annual Correspondents' Dinner. This is the event where Mr. Obama and the news reporters gather to applaud each other. During Mr. Obama's speech, he belittled.
Meanwhile, I remember George Bush having a grand old time at those correspondence dinners.
GW loves parties, man.
Yeah, yeah.
He's the life of the party.
Reagan loved those correspondence dinners. Only when Obama goes to the correspondence dinners is it about the evil lamestream media sucking the dick of the president and vice versa.
Yeah.
Former Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, who recently warned that Mr. Obama's foolish appeasement of Iran could lead to World War III. Listen to Mr. Obama mock Congresswoman Bachmann's dire warning and mock biblical last days prophecies.
Well, we get to hear the clip.
Biblical last days prophecies. It's all lunacy. It sounds like Dungeons and Dragons.
Listen to President Obama mock.
Just this week, Michelle Bachmann, actually, actually predicted that I would bring up
the best part of that is that he can't even say her name without laughing. Like he says, Michelle Bachmann.
She's a fucking moron.
And what's the best story ever? The story that she tells of at that Christmas thing where they were doing some receiving line.
Yeah.
And that she or they were at some Christmas party and she tells the story that she walked up to Obama and she started telling him that he had to bomb Iran right away and that he laughed in her face. And she was so offended.
I'm at a party.
Yeah.
You want me to talk about killing thousands of people?
Oh, Barack, you need to bomb all of Iran. Michelle.
I got to go get some more cheese dip.
Yeah, go away.
Yeah.
I actually predicted that I would bring about the biblical end of days. Now that's a legacy. That's big.
Listen to him mocking the end of days.
That's a beautiful joke, though. I mean, it's just so fucking right. funny.
I mean, Lincoln, Washington, they didn't do that.
Now, I realize most American pastors and evangelists are afraid to denounce the uncircumcised Philistine in the White House.
The uncircumcised. First of all, how does he know? How does he know that Barack Obama
did he
is
mean to say uncircumcised?
Yeah,
it almost sounds like he's tripping over his words.
Uncircumcised Philistine. Uncircumcised Philistine.
I don't know. Is Barack Obama circumcised or is he not?
Apparently, Rick has seen the presidential hog, and it looks like an anteater.
Really, is this, do we know? Is this something?
No, we don't know.
It's not our, it's not made public. I mean, we're taxpayers. We should know.
Well, I would probably think that he was. If he was born in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
In the 60s.
In Kenya.
I'm thinking they probably did, but.
If he was born in Kenya, man.
Well, you're right.
It's done, you know, I don't know.
But I'm not afraid of him. I'll read.
Wait, let me back up.
Uncircumcised.
See, he trips
afraid
over.
Afraid to denounce the uncircumcised Philistine in the White House. But I'm not afraid of him. I'll read to Mr. Obama some scriptures from the Holy Bible.
See, I think he's reading. Why? I think he writes his shit out and he just stumbled over the word uncircumcised.
God, they paint him as such a tyrant. I'm not afraid of Obama. He's a fucking Harvard lawyer who's president, okay?
Right.
But why?
And meanwhile, who'd be floating in the Potomac with a bullet in the middle of his head if Obama was a real tyrant?
Right.
All
right.
These assholes.
Oh, totally.
Everyone that points at Obama is a tyrant.
He just makes jokes about you, you fucking asshole.
Yeah, let's talk about Putin. Talk about Putin that way and see what happens to you.
You'll find
real tyrant.
That he so often mocks. Sennacherib was an evil king, just as Barack Obama is an evil president. Sennacherib led the people into sin against God, just as Obama is leading people into sin against God.
What is sin? Well, God gave his commandments so that we could sin.
Sennacherib.
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 That's so ridiculous.
Sennacherib is a king?
Yeah.
So Sennacherib.
Right.
Was he in the mummy?
Sennacherib. Sennacherib in English. I don't know, you know, how they spelled it in Aramaic.
Again, is this the Bible or Harry Potter? Which one?
Yeah, right.
Lord of the Rings?
Sennacherib. Yeah, in Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, Chapter 7.
I wish somebody would make a really good movie out of the Bible like they did Lord of the Rings. That would be badass, you know?
Well, what Great. About Noah?
No.
Wasn't that amazing?
No. I didn't see it, really.
How dare you disparage Noah?
You know why I didn't see it? Because on Facebook, a very conservative relative of mine wrote about how the movie was offensive to their beliefs and how it didn't take the story of Noah seriously in biblical terms, so I didn't see it.
Oh, wow.
Plus, it sounds like a stupid fucking movie. But what is the movie? I'm going to put a bunch of animals on a boat. There's a flood. Okay. That's the... No, thank you.
Well, right.
That's not much of a story.
It's an amazing story. How dare you? Mm. we've only got a couple minutes left here in the big show.
Oh, yes.
Two quick things. Daryl Issa.
Oh, I've heard of him.
Sparky.
Hey.
Allegedly. Who may have some arsony type of shenanigans in his past. Daryl Issa of out here in California. Some jackwads out here in California sent that dick to Congress.
Well, dude, I mean, you talking about Orange County? Or...
America, he said, is the richest country on earth because we've been able to put capital together. We've been able to make our poor somewhat the envy of the world.
What the fuck does that mean?
He's one of these guys who is like, look, you're not sitting in a dust bowl with flies around your face. You've got a toilet.
God.
You've got a roof over your head.
We hate the poor over here. Like, nobody's fucking business.
You get $37 a week to eat.
I put something on our Facebook page about how Wisconsin's doing some shenanigans with people's SNAP benefits.
Oh, that's such bullshit.
Did you see that?
Yeah, they're trying to cut. And
they're telling you what you can and cannot buy?
Yeah, beans. Rick Scott in Florida, same thing. Cutting, like... 100,000 people or something like that off of some food.
Meanwhile, if you're some fat cat, you take everybody out to eat for a business luncheon and you buy lobster, well, you could deduct that shit. Why?
Right, as a business expense. The other bit of good news that we've got here.
No.
Stephen Colbert, did you see this?
No.
There is... something called, this is Teacher Appreciation Week, by the way, which cool. I feel we're remiss, or maybe it's coming up. Whenever.
My mom's a teacher, as is my brother.
Fuck yeah. I mean, that was enthusiastic, inappropriate and enthusiastic at the same time.
Hi, Mom.
Well, on something called donorschoose.org, it's a crowdfunding site for teachers.
Okay.
Who have funding requests for supplies.
Oh, this is awesome.
Trips and stuff like that.
Very cool.
Well, Stephen Colbert announced on Thursday that he is funding effectively all of South Carolina's projects.
Oh, my God.
To the tune of $800,000.
Holy shit. He's got that kind of money.
Public, he's giving them iPads, gym equipment, books, learning tools, supplies, art supplies, musical instruments. Every school funding request in his home state of South Carolina, he will be filling this year.
I heard that his face had to be on everything that was bought with his money.
Right. That would be okay. Unlike the Koch cunts.
Absolutely.
And if the Koch brothers did this, they would be saying, we'll do it too, but we want to have approval of the material.
Oh, yeah.
So we want to make sure that it all says America's perfect and that poor people suck dick.
And Colbert's just giving them the money.
Colbert
right?
is just giving them the money.
That's amazing.
So a liberal.
Good for him.
Walking the walk, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay.
That's the big show.
Yes, thank you for tuning in.
Crab Diving Thursday. We've been here for a couple hours. We'll be here for a couple hours more tomorrow, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 live out on the Eastern Coast streaming here at crabdiving.com/live. You can also listen to us as a podcast. Go to iTunes, go to Stitcher. Go to crabdiving.com and you'll be able to download all the episodes of us and all the other stuff that's here on the network. All kinds of great programming also for your ear holes.
Totally.
Don't forget all of our social media. We're all over the place. Lots of conversations going on. Great little community of crabby people.
Facebook.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
All of it.
Snapchat.
Tumblr.
We're not on Snapchat yet.
We're on Tumblr. Google Plus.
Pinterest. Go to crabdiving.com over there on the left. Tickle some buttons and join in our social media fun.
Please.
Follow the very funny Mr. Ryan Pfeiffer at Rated R Comedy on the Twitter. Or go to RatedRComedy.com.
Yes, follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
And crabdiving.com, everybody. Back tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.